Thank you for taking the time sitting with us at CKUT 90.3. Would it be possible if you could introduce yourself and the role of this book launch and what you do?
My name is Franz Voltaire, and I'm the director of CEDICA, with a research center on Haiti and the Caribbean. And we publish books, and this booklet was one of our project with McGill, with the Ministry of d'Enseignement Supérieur du Québec, and it was coordinated by Désiré Rochat, who was the main author of the booklet.
It seems like visualization is very important for youth. How did you guys construct such a powerful concept in order to engage the youth?
Okay, in fact, this is part of a global project on documenting the story of Afro-Canadian, of Haitians, of African-Americans at large, from the U.S. to Chile. This is telling the story of the people of Africa who were in the Middle Passage, who were put in slavery. And from this time to today, we try to document the pictorial history of this the people from the diaspora, but essentially the people from the Caribbean. And part of that is the story of the Caribbean for the last 100 years, from 1914 to 2014, from the First World War, where you have the first significant, even small, but it was a significant Caribbean presence in Montreal and in Quebec.
In terms of understanding our history, are there a lot of resources out there that we can engage and the youth can participate?
In fact, we discovered that in the community center, the project is part of the project also, to sensibilize to the community center to preserve the archives, to preserve this kind of materials that we can tell a story where our youths can identify. We need more stories. We need to show them that they built also this province, they built this country, and to tell them their own story, that the struggle of the people who were before us, and telling this story, reappropriating this story, we were not told in the school system. And so this booklet is part of a global project where the people can have access to even a small part of their own story. And we thought that photographs, graphic, were a very good way to present this story.
How could this booklet can get incorporated into institutions where people can teach our children?
Okay, at first it was a small project, and so we give the booklet to all the community, Caribbean Community Center, Afro-Canadian Community Center, that the people can have access to these resources. After that, we are thinking to expand the project that school teachers, where you have a concentration of people of Caribbean descent, can also have access to this kind of materials. This is two kind of material, but we will have also a web presentation that the people can have access directly on our website to this kind of materials. And so this, we will have exhibit, we will have, it's a work in progress. This is part of a global project of rediscovering the history of the Caribbean in Canada.
Is this project associated with the other projects that you're working on in France?
Yes, in fact, I will address in France the Caribbean community living in Paris or near Paris, and to that they can have also some kind of booklets telling their own story. We are working with a group in France, for example, telling the story of people of African descent. I'm thinking like people of the great writer, Alexandre Dumas. Alexandre Dumas, his father was a general in the French army during the revolution. But when Napoleon arrived in power, he eliminated, not physically, but he eliminated all these people who were of African descent. And so he established a racist order in France. And people like General Dumas, nobody talk about him. People like Chevalier de Saint-Georges, who was a great composer in France. And for 200 years, they didn't talk about them. But today, people are invoking their memories. When we think about the Three Musketeers, a lot of people and a lot of doesn't think that his father was a Haitian. And so it's time to rediscover part of our own history and telling our own history.
And I can't wait to discover more. Thank you for sitting with me.
Thank you.